Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 58, The Woman and the Beast, Revelation 17, verses 1 through 5. Again, I've said it before, but it's best to read my written commentary because I get into much more detail there than I do here. Verse 1 says, "One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, 'Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters.'" We're going to see who the great prostitute is in this section. Many waters, many prophetic futures see this as many nations, because water is symbolic of the nations of the world in many places in the Bible. Whether that's the case here or not is questionable. Verse 2, "With her, the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries." We're talking figuratively here, because the prostitute isn't a real woman. It's not physical adultery. It's really spiritual adultery. It's being intoxicated with that which this woman represents, and we will see who that is soon. Verse 3, "Then the angel carried me away by the Spirit into the desert." Obviously, the woman lives in the desert. "There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and 10 horns." Seven heads, prophetic futurists, many of them, especially in the past, view this as a city, and they view it as Rome. I question that, and I will tell you why later. 4, "The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stones, and pearls." That's how prostitutes dressed in the day in which John lived. "She had a golden cup in her hand filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries." Verse 5, "This is the title that was written on her forehead." Prostitutes, a lot of times, had a name written on their foreheads in John's day. "This is the title, according to the NIV anyways, 'Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abomination of the earth.'" Now, this title is a lengthy title, and it is debatable whether this title is the real title. From my understanding of the Greek, this is what I believe the title should be: "Mystery Babylon the Great." That's it. The rest is modifying "Mystery Babylon the Great." And that is, "Mystery Babylon the Great is the mother of all prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth." This title tells us that the prostitute is Babylon. And we've already seen in the last chapter that Babylon is a literal city. And we see in this chapter it's in the desert. We see that back in verse 3. Babylon today is in a desert-like region. It's in Iraq, as I've said before. It's more of a tourist site than anything else. But it is close to an adjoining city. And I believe someday that Babylon will have great significance to the nations of the world, and it will be what is described here. It will be the leading city of the world that will intoxicate the national leaders of every nation on the earth. So as we look ahead into prophetic history, let's keep our eyes on the literal city of Babylon. And by the way, Babylon has seven hills, like Rome. Rome may not be the prostitute as many people have thought.